Hello, welcome to Stats Radio with your hosts, Raz Reed, that's me, William Amari,
that's me,
and Edgar Pasio.
Hi.
This will be our third podcast in the series of three. In each podcast, we discuss some amount of chapters in the book How to Lie with Statistics by Daryl Huff. And this book runs the gamut of every popularly used type of statistic, probes such things as the sample study, the tabulation method, the interview technique, or the way the results are derived from the figures, and points up the countless number of dodges which are used to fool rather than to inform. In our second podcast, we'll talk about chapters 8, 9, and 10 of the book. So let's begin. Now, chapter 8 is titled Post Hoc Rides Again. Mm-hmm. And so the purpose of this chapter is talking about essentially the phrase correlation versus causation. And what that phrase means is there might be some sort of relationship, apparent relationship between one variable and another variable, or one thing and another thing. But there may not be a causation, like there may not be a cause and effect mm-hmm. between those two.
Yeah.
And so one of the examples they use in this chapter is if cigarette smokers make lower college grade than non-smokers. Now, if you were to statistically like count up the grades of like cigarette smokers who are in college and non-cigarette smokers who are in college, and you looked at their grades, then you might see that cigarette smokers actually have lower grades. But the fact is, you can't really conclude from this data that it's actually cigarettes that it's making that is making those people have lower grades. Like, there are plenty of other factors that may actually lead to them doing cigarettes that is actually what's hurting their grades.
Like low grades. They could have, like, I think the author mentions that, like, basically, like, they could just be smoking because they have low grades in the first
yeah.
place. And so there's also, like, that to sort of, like, look out for. But, yeah, I think you make a really interesting point.
Yeah. Another example of that the author used was the effect of college on your marriage chances as a woman. And so some people did a study a while ago for a magazine, and they said, hey, we've looked at these college-educated people and these non-college-educated people, women, actually.
Yeah.
And we've noticed that the college-educated women much fewer of those women are actually married after college, and much more of the women who weren't college-educated are married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, hey, well, if I don't go to college, then I'll probably get married. And first of all, that's not really a good goal. But secondly, you can't really conclude that because there are just a bunch of other factors in deciding like who gets married. Like, marriage is obviously a really personal thing. It can vary widely for everyone. So, yeah.
I think this method is used a lot in just, like, everyday life. Like, at the beginning of the year, Mr. Miles told us about that
the ice cream
yeah. versus swimming. Like, as
exactly. yeah.
if people eat, the more people eat ice cream, the more likely they are to drown and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's happened with, like, autism and, like, vaccinations, stuff like that. People are, it's always kind of, it's very much used in, like, scared tactics to try to get someone to believe something.
Yeah, there are
yes.
tons of examples.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, of course, if you eat ice cream, you're not more likely to drown.
Yeah.
It's just that in the summer, more people
weather.
Are swimming,
mm-hmm.
and also more people are eating ice cream. So that wraps it up for chapter 8. Chapter 9 is called How to Statisticulate.
He's That word, it's basically just like him. It's another word for manipulation.
Yeah.
So it's like how he can use statistics to his advantage, how he can produce findings and information that he can change and have people believe it to be something it might not be.
So like the y-axis thing, like having like a more detailed y-axis or something like more fine to it, is like one of the examples. Yeah.
Yeah.